On the show today, we have the members group's Brian Day talking about the adoption of Samsung Pay and Android Pay at your credit union, so check it out. We are talking today about the adoption of Samsung Pay and Android Pay amongst the credit union community. And this is kind of like round two. Last year we experienced Apple Pay, the whole fervor and the just people going crazy like it's Black Friday or something like that, shopping. And so now it's Android and Samsung's turn. I mean, are you finding the same kind of excitement that that took place last year with Apple Pay? Or have we gotten spoiled that, all right, just another couple of payment solutions?
No, we've seen consistent excitement. So as you mentioned, you know, roughly a year ago is clients were really excited about Apple Pay and bringing that to their members. And then we've heard rumors and the clamor for, you know, a year about Android Pay and Samsung Pay. So now that it's finally here, we're seeing that same level of enthusiasm from clients today that we saw a year ago. And I think really the excitement is around serving the other half of the market, so to speak, as it relates to cell phones. So you've really got the iOS or Apple side of the house settled. And so these two new products are really an opportunity to serve and give a similar experience that the Apple folks have on the Android side. So I think a lot of our credit unions are really, really excited about that.
Very cool. Yeah, because it gives them more choices, which is always good in this industry.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it speaks, especially on the Android side. And it's kind of funny when you look at the philosophies of Apple versus Google as it relates to the mobile side of things. Is Apple's, I think some would say, a little bit more restricted, maybe some limited choices. And so it's kind of funny that you see on the Android side of things, two products that the consumers can choose from if they have a Samsung device.
Now for folks out there not quite familiar, what is the difference between Samsung Pay and Android Pay? Is there a pretty much a clear difference between the two?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference, and really it would be felt on the consumer side, is the acceptance that Samsung Pay has versus Android Pay or Apple Pay. So when we look at Android Pay and Apple Pay, they really can be used at similar places, mm-hmm. So similar points of acceptance. They're both near-field communication or NFC-based solutions. So Samsung Pay, in addition to near-field communication or NFC, has added a functionality called Magnetic Secure Transmission or MST.
Yep.
So really, and I'm not an engineer, but my understanding is that as a cardholder holds that phone close to a point of sale device, is the electronics inside the phone really mimic the magnetic field that occurs when a card is swiped at that point of sale device. And so the end result of that is that the Samsung devices through Samsung Pay can be used at about 90% of existing terminals. So that's a really big advantage for Samsung Pay as it relates to acceptance and ease of use for that end consumer and member.
Yeah, they purchased a company called Loop Pay, and if any of you people out there know or are familiar with the payment space, they're the ones that started that whole thing, and they were on the show a couple of times, and then Samsung snatched them right up and put that solution in their phone, and look, they're off to the races.
Yeah, and really looks like a good acquisition because the reality is when we look at the marketplace today is the terminal situation isn't settled yet. So merchants were really hit with re-terminalization for EMV and mm-hmm. with a liability shift, that was really where the focus was, and rightfully so on the merchant side. And I think as we get past that, merchants are going to start looking at enabling that contactless technology. But until then, you know, that acquisition that Samsung made of Loop Pay really looks to be a solid investment to bridge that gap between where we are today and where we'll be in the future.
Yeah, that was definitely huge. All right, let's step back a little bit here. How is like the sign-up process? I mean, last year we saw the sign-up process with Apple, and there were some hoops that you had to jump through and all that type of stuff if you want to work with them, as any vendor would with Apple. But with Android and Samsung, are there any differences for credit unions signing up with them?
Well, I think the first thing that accompanied the sign-up with Apple Pay last year is that tokenization was a new thing in the industry and a new kind of infrastructure that supported a new security infrastructure that supported Apple Pay. So in addition to signing up for Apple Pay last year, our issuer partners were also signing up and enabling the tokenization infrastructure and security. And so now that that's been done, it does make the sign-up process for Android Pay and Samsung Pay a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And then in conjunction with that, in between the launch of Apple Pay and now these two new products, is both Visa and MasterCard have come out with respective processes so that you can sign agreements with each of those networks respectively and really try to streamline things. And so they put some some, let's call it standardization in place to make that process easier and to bridge the gap of partnership between issuer and technology company. So I think really those things is having tokenization in place and having these new processes from Visa and MasterCard, all designed to make the implementation process of Samsung Pay and Android Pay easier than it was for Apple Pay.
Yeah. And how does that trickle down to the member? Is it pretty much, is it pretty easy for them as well?
Yeah, we don't see a whole lot of difference occurring in how members are signing up for the respective products. So they've tried to make that process seamless for the member, and largely it's pretty similar.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Good to hear. What is the demand currently? Because I mean, I read some background information on you guys, and 75% of TMG clients are on Apple Pay. Do you see? I mean, where do you see Samsung Android? I mean, you said there's 50% of the market, or maybe even a greater than that. I mean, so it could be a pretty big deal for you guys.
Yeah, we see Android when we look at the share of handset operating systems in the marketplace. So Android, and depending on the study that you look at, the number we use internally is Android represents roughly 60% of the marketplace. And so certainly from a user perspective, there's a greater opportunity there. But we're seeing the same level of demand for Android Pay and Samsung Pay that we saw with Apple. So sometimes even more. And I think through experience and education that clients had with Apple Pay is they really want to ensure that they're getting to market early, because there's certainly advantages to get to market early. And really at the bottom line of it is enabling that choice for the member and consumer. So we've really seen a lot of demand and interest in the two products.
Gotcha. All right. Here's a business strategy question for you, Brian. should credit unions sign up for just Apple Pay, or just Android or Samsung, or should they have all three just to give more choices to their members? What's the train of thought there?
Yeah, it's a great question. And as we've talked with clients and partners, our advice has been to enable all three. And really, we see that it's important to enable choice for the end consumer. And really, the end consumer is going to drive what functionality and what product they want to use. Yeah. And so certainly, we see it's important to have Apple Pay, because that really takes care of the Apple consumer. And then really we think that enabling both Android Pay and Samsung Pay is really a good move on the Android side. And because I think it remains to be seen which consumers are going to prefer. So I think it's important to enable that choice. And then, as I mentioned a second ago, it's important to come to market early. And we know that there's advantages to having that card top of wallet, and that's an easier process the earlier you get to market. And so that's really what a lot of our clients are trying to achieve.
Yeah, I think there'll always be a choice, whether it's Apple or Samsung or whomever. I mean, it's just, and it's good to have that choice, because competition's a good thing. So it keeps people moving forward, not stagnant.
I totally agree. And I think what we'll see over time is probably, as you said, more choice being enabled. I think one of the interesting things that some are talking about is this whole concept of the Internet of Things, and potentially more devices than just phones and computers, et cetera, becoming commerce devices. So, I think there's a lot of potential for choice down the road of how consumers are going to purchase goods and services.
Ordering groceries from your refrigerator. Do it now.
That's definitely a potential use case, or pulling up to the pump in your car and just being able to get out and pump your gas and get back in your car and pull away, and the pump and the car talk to each other. Exactly. So probably have to have some kind of payment credential loaded in the car to make that a reality.
Yeah, I remember, going to some conference. This is getting off topic a little bit, but there are already solutions out there where you can drive up to I think it's Taco Bell. You can order from your car or whatever, and then just walk in, grab your stuff, and get back in your car and go. It's just there's all sorts of stuff out there like that now.
Yeah, and I think some retailers have seen some positive results of that. I think Panera is doing that as well, where you can order ahead, and they'll actually put your order in a rack right inside the door. So you order, you pay, you walk in, you grab your bag, and out you go. And it's awesome. So makes it easier for them. It increases throughput, makes it easier for the consumer. It's less waiting in line, so it's a win for everybody.
Quicker the transaction, man. Quicker the transaction. All righty. All right, here's kind of an obvious question. Why is it so important for credit unions to kind of implement these solutions today? Obviously, mobile is not mobile, but I mean, you're using the stuff from your mobile phone. So it just seems like an obvious answer, but I just got to ask you. Security, convenience, et cetera.
I think it is a great question. And I think one of the things is, you see varying reports out in the industry about usage, and maybe usage not being exactly where everybody wants it to be. Yeah. But I think, you know, when we look at examples in the marketplace today, so I think Starbucks is probably one of the best ones is, you know, a few years ago, mobile represented 0% of Starbucks transactions because they weren't enabling that type of interaction. And then, you know, as they reported earnings, it seems each and every quarter that percentage has gone up. And I believe it's around 20% today. And so we expect to see in a macro sense, we expect to see the same type of growth curve from a normal purchase perspective is mobile maybe not being a huge percentage today, but over time that percentage growing. And then on top of that, I think what you see is the consumers that are really interested in this mobile payment technology, they're also pretty vocal. So one of the interesting things that we saw from some of our client experiences is those members being out on social media saying, when is this going to be available? When are you going to have this? Yeah. And so although the numbers might not be as great as everybody would like today, is they're very vocal consumers. And again, we think that trend is a positive trend.
Yeah, exactly. And if consumers are getting more and more savvy and picky today. And I mean, and spoiled in a good way. I mean, if your financial institution doesn't have this, they're going to go somewhere where it's going to be provided.
Yeah, and to your point, I mean, it's not necessarily a driver of where somebody's going to be a member or a customer today, but down the road, it probably will be.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, Brian, anything else to add? I mean, this is a topic that we're going to be talking about forever. So anything else to add to wrap up?
No, you know, I think, you know, really to summarize it, we think that enabling choice is important. And at TMG, we're going to continue to take the steps necessary to ensure that we're supporting the wallets or payment types or functions that are going to be most meaningful to our clients and onto their members. So, you know, really that's been our strategy moving forward. And we want to enable that choice and ensure that consumers have the tools available to make commerce and purchasing easy.
Indeed, sir. Well put. All right, sir. Great message to end on. Thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate the time today.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity, Mike. Great speaking with you.
As well as...